This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big shout out to my newest affiliate, WINT Radio on 101.5 FM, 1330 AM, WINT with Integrity. Very, very cool. Love joining the awesome lineup that they have. And Cleveland, baby, I tell you, yeah, my family was from Ohio. Cleveland, kind of Shaker Heights area years ago. And so I've only been there once, and I'm definitely coming back again now that I got an affiliate out there. Cleveland, and again, the Browns did good. You know what? It does really help when, you know, your football team turns around. You know, I mean, it shouldn't. I've always been a fan of Cleveland, but now all of a sudden everybody's being, all the haters are turning into lovers. Yeah, I'm like, oh, man, yeah, Cleveland, where, you know, I was like, okay, wait a second. You guys were bagging on my mom's hometown for years. Speaking of some quick football news, Antonio Brown just got a $50 million contract and is moving to the Raiders. You guys heard about that? Okay, now the Raiders are coming to Las Vegas, and I'm in Vegas, right? So Vegas is where I live. That's where my studio is. And that's where my kids go to school, and, you know, that's where my mother is, and that's where the in-laws are not. Hence, this is where I be. And it's, yeah, I know, despite my mom being here, I just don't tell my mom where I live. That's how I make that, you know, amenable. But the Raiders are coming, and we've been kind of worried about the Raiders because, you know, they haven't really had that, you know, good the last few decades, seasons. But Antonio Brown from the Steelers is one of the best receivers, and he's coming over. Plus, I love his touchdown dances. I think his touchdown celebrations are some of the best. And so coming to the Raiders is huge, and he's doing it for a measly $50 million. Over the next 3 seasons, $50 million. I can't catch. You know, it's funny. I grew up, right, you know, in a Jewish family. And sports wasn't really urged and encouraged in our family. I'm not saying that's a stereotype. I'm just being, it just, you know, sports, we didn't really watch football. My dad was a soccer player, but we didn't really watch soccer. I mean, we didn't really watch a lot of TV. We were working a lot. We, you know, not really home a lot. I mean, as kids, we would watch cartoons and things like that, but we didn't really always watch a game. We really weren't always on Sundays watching football. My family wasn't into that. They weren't a big sports family. Even though my grandpa played football and my dad played football, soccer, football, and, you know, my brother could play, we just didn't, you know, we just didn't, you know, spend time doing that. And so as soon as I moved out of the house, you know, and, you know, I was home on a Sunday, and things start to quiet down for me, you know, after I got the practice going, I was like, oh, my gosh, football. And then I just got addicted to football. I just can't not watch a football game. I just can't, especially if it's NFL. So I kind of found it really, really fascinating that you would see people, like, you know, spend that kind of money, you know, for a football, you know, for a football player. And I'm like, what a waste, until I started watching football and I started appreciating it. And I was like, is $50 million enough for Antonio Brown? I mean, is it enough? Are you guys being a little too cheap there? You're only giving him $50 million for 3 years? And I really now appreciate, you know, the magnitude of the situation, because I'm a city, I live in Las Vegas. We don't have an NFL team. We're getting an NFL team. Getting an NFL team like the Raiders that needs to step it up and become good when they come to Las Vegas. Now we're like, let's throw some money. So now, was I athletic when I was younger? Yeah, I was. I was pretty athletic when I was younger. I went to 12 schools, so I never really could join a team, but I could run. and I was pretty fast, and I got, you know, these thunder thighs. And so, you know, medically or physiologically speaking, I have a build probably more for football than anything else. If you saw, you guys have seen me, right? I got the wide shoulders. You know what? A sports bra can handle those. Don't worry. But I got, you know, the wide legs. I got the wide hips. And I got the googly eyes, you know, where I could kind of, you know, trip people up, you know, if they're trying to come towards me, you know, they could be like, well, she has one eye going that way, one eye going that way. So where do I go? So, you know, I really was built for football, and we played flag football when I was younger. This was before they banned it because kids were getting hurt, and we were playing, powder puff football and then flag football, and I was good at it. I was really, really good. The only thing I couldn't do was catch. I can't catch. I blink a lot. And, you know, people have asked me why that reflex. Why are you practically seizing when a ball is coming towards you and you're trying to catch? Why are you? And it's not on purpose. It's, I don't know. Anything comes to my face, I start to duck and blink and just whatever. Don't ask. You know, now, maybe again, it was because I was younger. You know, you'd kind of get swatted upside the head a lot. You know, maybe it's just, I think I'm going to get swatted. I don't know. But it's a reflex that I've never been able to overcome. And so, you know, for those of us that, you know, want to play football and want to get the $50 million contract, if you can't catch a football while running, while being tackled, nah, you're not going to make the money. And you want to know what? The money these guys make, I'm starting to appreciate why they get it. And I think they do deserve, especially Antonio Brown, just because, man, I will watch football just to watch him dance. I love the way he catches and runs and then celebrates and does his little twerking. And it's, football is fascinating. It's amazing. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. Daylight savings time happened. I know. It was like dark when I woke up. I was like, what the hell is this? Well, there's health effects. So we'll talk about why daylight savings time sucks and why we should probably finally get rid of it. Again, we got to quit smoking. People are smoking when they're pregnant. We'll talk about why that's bad. We also have a family who is suing because the robot doctor, the doctor who was giving advice remotely, informed a patient they didn't have long to live, and it was through a tele platform, and now they're getting sued. Well, I thought that's where medicine is going. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Oh my gosh, man, I just can't get up this morning. This daylight savings time sucks. I'm sorry. I'm so over it. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So not only do we lose an hour of sleep, not only, right, but now we're being told that there's health risks. Well, I mean, we've been told for years that there's health risks, unfortunately, with daylight savings time, and you're like, oh, Lord have mercy. Do we need a double whammy? And so, 2 o'clock in the morning, we had to change our clocks. I woke up at 1:55 just so I could make sure, you know, I got the real good, you know, hardcore clock change so I could be, I splashed water on my face. I just wanted to do it right. When I do things right. So I woke myself up in the morning so I could switch my clocks. And I just woke up. Thank God for iPhones. But our clock sprung forward at 2 a.m. And so we lost an hour of sleep. And today it was dark when we woke up and we're like, what the hell is going on? Well, I always kind of give you guys a little bit of history of this, and we got some new listeners from WINT, so, you know, let me school you guys on why we have daylight saving time. This happened even before Benjamin Franklin. Ancient civilizations would do it because they noticed that the days were shorter in the winter, and they wanted everybody's butts up and at them, you know, for planting and crops and getting stuff done. Remember, they didn't have LED lights and all the other stuff. So their whole day surrounded on when there was daylight. And so they would manipulate clocks. Then Benjamin Franklin wrote this essay for the Parisians. Benjamin Franklin really had a thing for, you know, Parisians and Paris and France. And so he wrote them an essay. And it was entitled An Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light. Now, he wrote this back in 1784. And he was like, look, guys, you could use less candles if you woke up earlier, making more use of nature's early light. The dawn's early light. Look, even in the Star Spangled Banner, right? Let me see. I don't know where it is, but the dawn's early light is somewhere in our Star Spangled Banner. So early light and the dawn and light, it was a big deal. It's not a big deal to us. It should be. I mean, our lives depend on the sun, but it, you know. And so candles and wax, that costs people money. And these are the things they worried about. Can you imagine? Here we are freaking out about our cell phone battery. And these guys were figuring out, you know, how to, you know, pay for candles to light, you know, their house. So other countries started to adopt this daylight savings time. All right. Like Germany. Germany did it before America. They did it back in 1916. So then President Woodrow Wilson was the first one to sign it into law in 1918. But he didn't do it because they were trying to save money on candles. They were trying to conserve coal during the Great War. Now, daylight savings time then was eventually repealed. Some states kept it, but some were like, no, we don't like this whole daylight savings time. We're done. But then we had another war in the 40s. So FDR in 1942, you know, again, wanted to, you know, assist the conservation efforts for the war. He made daylight saving time year-round and called it wartime. See, the government, you know, we think the government is restrictive. You know nothing until there's war. I mean, they'll just flip and change the clocks. They'll say it's 8 o'clock when they say it's 8 o'clock. I mean, when the government, you know, when there's a war, government takes over, and they just do. So FDR made daylight savings time year-round, and they just called it wartime. Now, after the war, there was no federal law to maintain the time. So the states are like, well, what do we want to do? Well, I don't know. Do you guys like the new time? No, let's just change it. So some states changed it. Some states didn't. So then we had states throughout the country with different times. You didn't know what the hell time it was based on your state. So the Uniform Time Law of 1966 tried to unite the states. Now, this was signed by President Lyndon B. Johnson. And they decreed that daylight savings time was going to start on the last Sunday of April and end on the last Sunday of October. Now, states had the right to vote to exempt themselves. But if you guys noticed, daylight savings time doesn't seem to be on those dates. Well, that's because in 2007, the Energy Policy Act, right, that had originally been created a couple years before, declared that daylight savings time begins on the second Sunday of March and ends on the first Sunday of November. Yeah, because I remember, like, we would have an extra hour on Halloween, but no, they changed it to November. So they kind of shortened it a little bit. Now, Arizona and Hawaii are like, to hell with this. We're going to do our own thing. They don't convert to daylight savings time. So that's why whenever you drive back and forth from Nevada to Arizona, you're always looking at the clock at Hoover Dam because you really don't know. I never keep up. I just don't know what the hell time it is in Arizona. So then why are there risks? Well, apparently losing one little measly hour of sleep has been linked to headaches, to workplace injuries, to car accidents, and even heart attacks. There was a study from the University of Colorado a few years back that did find a spike in car accidents. This was before marijuana was legalized. They found a spike in car accidents the first week after daylight savings time. They said drivers did worse with 1 hour less of sleep than those who were kind of more comfortable with their routine. See, it's so psychological. You know, we're talking just 60 minutes. Then in 2014, there was another study from the same university, by the way, that found that heart attack risk would spike, get this, 25% the following Monday after the, quote, spring forward. But then would fall to almost normal when the clocks fell back in the fall. So you would have less heart attacks. You would have less heart attacks in the fall, but more on a day like today. And now, do hospitals bone up? Do they? No, they really don't. You know, I mean, maybe they should. But, I mean, I've worked, I was on, everybody, you know, loses an hour of sleep, or everybody gains an hour of sleep in the fall and they're all excited. I gained an extra hour of call. So I couldn't really tell you if we were less busy because I had, you know, a 37-hour shift when other people, you know, would only have to do 36 hours. So that was a problem for me. But I didn't really see much in the fall. And then there was another study in the Chronobiology International that found IVF success, so in vitro fertilization success rates, drop during this time in women who had a previous miscarriage. So people trying to have a baby today are less successful just because of 1 hour. And what I just don't understand is our smartphones wake us up. They're always, bzz, bzz, bzz. I mean, you know, they're always beeping and bizzing and buzzing and whatever. And, you know, here we are, we're falling apart with the whole stupid, you know, 60-minute time change. But what could you do? Well, I was out of town. I was at the, talk show boot camp conference, so I didn't get to kind of, you know, prepare you guys. But, you know, really, before the time change happens, what we really recommend people do is wake up 10 to 20 minutes early a few days before so you could start getting your circadian rhythm a little bit more balanced. You know, still continue your exercise each morning. Don't skip it that Monday. You know, if your body's used to the adrenaline surge, then, you know, you want to keep exercising. You want to make sure you're alert. And so whatever your routine is you do, you eat a balanced breakfast. You should be doing this year-round, but remember, include proteins and complex carbs as energy sources, not like Lucky Charms. I love Lucky Charms, but that's not a complex carb. That's kind of a weaker sugar. And then make use of natural sunlight to help wake you up. So our body needs sunlight. So what you might want to do is get your tushy up, and as the light is going, as you start to see the light, you get out there and do a walk. And I know it's easier said than done. But, you know, sunlight helps wake us up. We really do underutilize what's out there. Go to bed a little earlier Sunday night, et cetera, and whatever. But, you know, a lot of people can't sleep. And News 13 had interviewed me on sleep habits and, you know, what you could do to increase your sleep and, you know, sleep better. And, you know, a big thing that I forgot to mention that I should have. Yeah, no, I think I mentioned it, is we really need to be shutting off all our lights and our computers and our cell phones a couple hours before we go to bed. You know, and one thing that I have started to do that really helps me sleep, you know, because I've had some issues with sleeping since, you know, my hormones are changing, is I will shut off the lights and I will get my extra steps in on my pedometer, on my Apple Watch. And I will do that kind of in a dark room. And I would just kind of go back and forth and I'll talk to my husband about stuff or whatever. And I would just get my extra steps in. I know it looked kind of stupid, but it allows me to not look at an LED screen, you know, not deal with the filter and the light hitting my retina and all this artificial light. And it starts getting me in the mode so my melatonin kicks in and I can slowly start falling asleep. Right. Another thing is I was at a hotel. I was at the Marina Del Rey Marriott, and they have this bed cover. And this bed cover was really, really soft, and I was able to fall asleep really, really good on that. So I bought one, although I bought the wrong size. I bought a California King, and my husband says we don't have a California King. And I'm like, crap. But anyway, so I bought one, and we'll see if I sleep better on it, although I don't know how I'm going to fit it on the bed. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The year. United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has sent his budget proposal to Congress for the next fiscal year. Emphasis on the word proposal. His plan seeks more than $8 billion to help construct a massive southern border wall. That's a non-starter for Democrats who now run the House. He's also looking to trim the deficit by trimming domestic spending. Larry Kudlow, his top economic advisor, says...
And the president is proposing roughly a 5% across the board reduction in domestic spending accounts.
Breaking news out of the Democratic National Committee as Milwaukee has been chosen to host the party's national convention next year. Wisconsin is a key battleground state that President Trump won by a razor-thin margin in 2016. Republicans have already announced they'll be gathering in Charlotte, North Carolina for their convention in late August of 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, multiple news outlets are reporting. This one I'm looking at is from Fox News, where a California man's family is upset after his life-threatening diagnosis was delivered to him by a doctor, but via a robot. On March 3rd, a nurse wheeled a robot into the ICU of 78-year-old Ernest Quintana at Kaiser Permanente Medical Center Emergency Department in Fremont. And this is according to the granddaughter, Annalisa Wilharm. And the nurse came around and said that the doctor was going to make rounds. and they thought, okay, no big deal, I'm here. But what they didn't expect, they said, was what happened after the nurse opened the door. There was not a human being, but a machine with a video screen of a doctor. She told USA Today the machine was there to tell her grandfather how the hospital had run out of effective treatments. According to KUTV, Wilharm said her grandfather couldn't hear much of what the machine was saying, and they kept needing it to repeat itself. It got to the point where she had to tell her grandfather he was dying because he couldn't hear what the robot was saying. Along with hearing issues, the robot essentially told Quintana, you might not make it home. So, devastated, the granddaughter was. She said, I was going to lose my grandfather. We knew that this was coming and that he was very sick, but I don't think somebody should get the news delivered that way. It should have been a human being come in. She took a cell phone video of the encounter, which she eventually relayed to her mother and grandmother. Her mother, Catherine Quintana, was not happy. They said, if you're coming to tell us normal news, that's fine. But if you're coming to tell us there's no lung left and we want to put you on a morphine drip until you die, it should be done by a human being and not on a machine, according to Catherine Quintana. That's the daughter of the patient. So, unfortunately, the grandfather did pass. He passed away last Tuesday. And Kaiser Permanente has offered severe condolences. They do use video technology, they said, as an appropriate enhancement to the care team and a way to bring additional consultative expertise to the bedside. Now, they say the machine visit was a follow-up to earlier physician visits. She says, this is Michelle Gaskell-Hames, Senior Vice President of Kaiser Permanente. She says it did not replace previous conversations with patients and family members. And she said the term robot is inaccurate and inappropriate. The secure video technology is a live conversation with a physician using televideo technology and always with a nurse or other physician in the room to explain the purpose and function of the technology. She says it does not and did not replace ongoing in-person evaluations and conversations with a patient and family members. Now, according to the granddaughter, the medical staff told her that the robot is policy and is what we do now. So the family hopes they can review these policies and how they break life-threatening news to dying patients. Okay, so I'm not sure if this actually went to a lawsuit. I need to correct myself. This might not have gone to a lawsuit. Okay, so robot doctors. That's going to be the next big discussion in medicine. And this is the problem. Okay. We have come to this point now for a variety of reasons. One is, we have technology. And patients want the technology. I mean, one of the reasons why I didn't round on patients in the hospital is because, depending on your insurance, you could only go to a certain hospital. So I would have to have privileges at four hospitals, which is easy to get. But that means I would have to visit four hospitals and make rounds each day. Well, how do I do my office? How do I see patients in the office? There was no way for me to, before my day or after my day of patients, to go to four different hospitals. And not just once a day, twice a day. I mean, if I'm going to check on a patient, I'm going to want to check on them at least twice a day. They're in the hospital, for crying out loud. It wasn't realistic. Well, one thing that has now helped that and augmented, you know, your access to a doctor is allowing him to talk to you remotely. Rather than driving all the way through traffic down to the hospital and then getting up and going, you know, and going through each floor, he could just call in and the nurse moves him into the patient room. Now, that's not my favorite type of medicine. You know, I like to lift up the sheets, see if I see any, you know, bed sores and ulcers, and I like to check pulses, and, you know, there's a lot you could pick up, you know, seeing somebody. But I get, if, you know, the patient wants to talk to you, the patient wants to see you, you know, what was happening right before telemedicine was patients were saying, I only see my doctor once every 3 days. Now, how I was trained is you check on them multiple times a day. But in real life, if you're busy in the clinic and you're busy at other hospitals, you can't be there. You can't be at 2-3 places at once. Well, now with telemedicine, you can. You could do a 5-minute consult over the video, talk to people, and be able to talk to each one of your patients. Again, it's not as good as being there in person, but it's better than not being there for 3 days. And I don't blame patients for wanting their doctor. I mean, this, you know, patients want to see their doctor. They want to have access to their doctor. I get that. But if the doctor can't physically be there and there's not enough other doctors, then remotely is the next best thing. So we kind of asked for this. Now, you know, I've been doing telemedicine now, and I'm a fan of what it could do because it helps people that doesn't have access. I'm not a fan of the expectations patients have. So, you know, you'll have patients saying, you know, well, look, you know, I cut myself and, you know, I'm bleeding, you know, how can I sew it up myself? I can't tell you to sew it up yourself. I don't have the liability protection, and if you're not trained in cleaning out a wound and you don't have a tetanus shot you could give yourself, and if you can't, you know, I can't teach you how to sew yourself up. You know, telemedicine has a lot of guidelines now. We're not supposed to really be treating bladder infections over the phone unless there's a documented culture of what we're treating or whatever, and so you know, people get mad that, you know, well, I'm having burning when I pee, so give me an antibiotic. And we're like, well, we can't give you an antibiotic because it could be, you know, an STD. It could be, you know, it could be, you could be having burning because of an STD. You could have burning because of interstitial cystitis, some inflammation of the bladder. There's a lot of reasons why you could be burning when you pee. We're not allowed to just give an antibiotic. So we're having two different waves of issues going on right now. One is we're having patients demand medical care by video, and they prefer it. And they demand full care be done. On the other end, you have people upset that they're not seeing a real person, they're seeing a video. You know, what do people want? This is not going to get, you know, solved very easily. And, you know, technology has moved faster than we could catch up with how we're going to manage things. So, you know, if your doctor is busy, and there's not a lot of doctors that take hospital patients, the average family doctor does not go to the hospital. The average family doctor stays in their clinic, outpatient. So they have to hire a hospitalist or use hospitalists to see you. Well, if there's not enough hospitalists or people that just work in the hospital and round to see you, then there's, you know, what do? Do we not admit you to the hospital? Do we admit you to the hospital and use video teleconference? So we are trying to desperately figure out how to overcome the doctor shortage. Because a lot of people don't want to become doctors. I mean, look at this. This doctor, and again, yes, you don't give that kind of news over telemedicine. You know, but if he couldn't physically be there and he had to give that news, what does he do? And so newbie doctors are looking at this going, okay, you know what? I don't need this. Is there anything else I can do in medicine where I don't have people ticked off and me being thrown all over the internet, you know, looking like I'm robot doctor? You know, we can't attract people to go into medicine. And you have people that want teletechnology, you have people that don't. So we're not going to make everybody happy. But in this particular case, this was not our finest moment in medicine. Not our finest moment at all. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to apologize for the phone blowing up. You're hearing a lot of beeps and all that. Today was match day. Not officially match day, but today was the day that a lot of medical students found out if they got a residency, hence a job, and can, you know, further their path to become a doctor. You'd think graduating medical school, you'd be done. Not even. You got a residency. You guys know how it is, right? You know, I went to undergrad for 4 years. Went to UNLV undergrad. So I went to high school. So 12 years of high school. Then I went to undergrad for 4 years. I was able to do it in 4 years because I took a lot of summer school, even though I worked. Don't ask. I was a workaholic, so I got it done in 4 years. And then I went to medical school 4 years. And then after that, you have to do residency. And with residency, you kind of are doing like an internship, and then you do a residency. That it goes anywhere from 3 to 6, 7 years. And mine was only 3 years, thank the Lord. Man. And so after 11 years post-high school schooling, you then become a doctor. So the students right now are at their year 8 of their 11 to 16 year trek. And so apparently what happens with the matching program is you pick where you want to go to school or where you want to do your training, and then the training institutions decide to rank who they like. So you rank who you are hoping to get a job with, they rank who they like, and there's an algorithm that matches everybody up. If you rank too high, if you picked some, you know, fancy schmancy program in, let's say, John Hopkins, and that's all you ranked, you have less of a chance of matching. If you didn't have the grades or, you know, something else happened, you know, sometimes, again, you might not get picked. Or you might get picked, you might be on the list, but they might have filled up before it got down to you. So it doesn't necessarily reflect on you being a bad student or whatever. There's people that passed their boards and they did everything right, and I'm being told that they didn't match. So, you know, there's some people who failed their boards that did match. So sometimes it also is, you know, just picking the right job and being ranked and, you know, just the stars aligning. And so people find out today if they got a job. They don't find out where till Friday. Which, as a medical student, I found that very frustrating because, you know, you kind of have to plan ahead if you have a family or whatever, you know, where you're going to move. If you have a home, you got to sell a home. Luckily for me, we were just renting, so I could just end my lease. Luckily, I think I was month to month at the time, and then I could move to wherever they tell me to move, which is kind of what I did. But it's kind of hard to just pick up and go. But you have a few months. You have about 3 months to relocate, and then you start your job. And you make about, I think now these students are making about 50 grand a year. So you make 50 grand a year, which barely touches the student loans, but it's still money. It's money coming in. You know, they don't have to do the long 36-hour shifts that I did, but their shifts could still be about 24 hours. So they maybe average about, you know, $5 an hour sometimes with some of their heavy call weeks. But it's, you know, at least they're making some money, and they are technically doctors. So the big thing that people kind of are always kind of questioning is, how are you a doctor but then not a doctor? Well, what ends up happening is you graduate medical school or osteopathic school, and you will then in May get your degree. So you will be a doctor of medicine or a doctor of osteopathy. I'm an MD, so I'm a medical doctor. And then you have to get licensed in a state. If your state wants you to have certain number of years of residency, you have to do that. So there's no state in the United States that I know of where you could graduate medical school without an internship and residency and already get a license to practice. So you're technically degreed. You have your degree. You just don't have your license. And it's illegal to practice medicine without a license, even if you're a doctor. I can't go to, I don't know, Washington, D.C., and practice medicine on people in D.C. I can't do that because I'm not licensed there. I have to have a license. So I'm licensed in Nevada, and I'm getting licenses in some other states as well. So then I could practice medicine there. Now, yes, some people call in for prescriptions, and if it's your patient and they're based in Nevada, then, you know, there's leeway there. But I can't just go to Montana and start opening up a shop. I'm not licensed there. And then on top of that, you also need to have a business license. See, this is where government starts making their money. Before you even see patients, you got to set up a business license. You can't run a business and you can't make money without going through the state government. So then you have to do that. Then if there's sales tax, you have to apply for that. I didn't really sell products or anything like that. I just sold services, but still, those types of things. Then you need malpractice insurance. So just because you have your doctorate, it doesn't mean you're ready. So you usually go and then you do a residency. And in your residency is where you start to specialize in what you want to do. So when I became a doctor, I had pretty much the same knowledge as everybody else, except for some electives that I did. I took electives that were a little bit more for family medicine, as opposed to others who might have done more for OB or pediatrics. So by the end of your medical school career, you're a little bit more specialized, but you're not there yet. And then you go into your residency. So for family medicine, you need to learn everything. So for family medicine, I had to learn pediatrics. I had to learn OB. I had to deliver babies, which I loved. I had to learn gynecology. I had to learn urology. I had to learn radiology. I had to learn internal medicine. I had to take care of patients in the ICU. I had to, learn orthopedics. Anything I was going to face as a family doctor. And it's funny that a family medicine residency is one of the shortest residencies. You would think it would be the longest because you need to be good at everything. ER. I mean, I did extra training in ER. Pediatric ICU. You just had extra training. You just had to. But it's only 3 years. Surgery, that's where it's longer. These surgeons, they're in residency for a long time. Many years. But it's worth it because, they get to do surgery and, they make a lot of money, which is nice. Saving lives is cool. But as a family doctor, you're saving lives too. Doing some surgery too. So if you're a surgical residency, that's where you really hone in on surgery. But then there's various classes of surgery. You have general surgery, which could do anything like hernias and gallbladders and ulcers and things like that. But then on colectomies and cancer. But then you have specialized surgeries. You have cardiovascular surgery, right, for the heart vessels. You have cardiopulmonary or thoracic surgery that deals with the chest cavity, GI. There's neurosurgery, where it's the spine and the brain. There's orthopedic surgery, which is bones. So there's specialties, which is why it takes so many years. And the more specialized you become, the more years, because you need to be really, really good at that one art. Now, that's why people call family medicine doctors, and incorrectly so, jack of all trades. They say internal medicine or family doctors, they could just do everything, master of none. And not entirely. A lot of us doctors decide to become really, really good at certain things. And we just do. We become really good at dermatology, or we become really good at, gynecology, and we start to, sometimes develop certain subspecialties. We might not be board certified in those, so we can't advertise that we are. But, when patients go, look, the kids love Dr. Dahlia, so I'm going to bring the kids there. I'm not a pediatrician. But, if the kids like me, they like me. And, if I diagnose them well, I could pick up, autism early, whatever. But as a family medicine doctor, you have to learn when to refer. And when something is beyond your scope, you have to say it. And you have to be okay with saying that. There's a lot of doctors out there that don't like saying this is beyond my scope. But trust me, us family doctors, we're like fine by us. We're like, you know what? You need a brain surgeon? Sorry, that's not us. Do I look like I do brain surgery? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you look so smart. Yeah, I did, don't I? But no, I can't do brain surgery. Sorry, man. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Rebel. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.